My name is Nicole.
My name is Junior.
And my name is Andre. We're going to tell you about farming in the Midwest in the 1800s. In the 1800s, most Americans lived on farms.
Most of these farms were east of the Appalachian Mountains.
Did you know that farmers first settled in the states of Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, and Indiana?
At first, farmers thought that only grass could grow.
Hi, today we will be talking about farming tools in the 1800s with Peter
and Jenny.
One tool was an axe. It was used to cut down trees.
There was this curved knife called scythe to harvest grain crops. Then they threshed the plant to get the grain seeds.
Hello, and welcome to Farming in the Midwest in 1900. My name is Melissa.
I'm Anthony.
My name is Tyra.
And we're going to talk about farming in the Midwest in the 1900s. In the year 1900, less than half of all Americans lived on farms. About 40 out of every 100 people in America lived on a farm.
Farmers on the Central Plains raised corn, pigs, and dairy cows. On the Great Plains, they raised wheat, cattle, and sheep.
The surface farms didn't make much money, but they didn't need much money either.
Hi, my name is Christopher.
Hi, my name is Porter.
And my name is Manor, and we are going to talk about farm tools in the 1900s.
The steel plow was the most important tool for farmers and was invented by John Deere in 1837.
Another great tool for farmers was the reaper. It was invented by Cyrus McCormick in 1834, and it was used for cutting grain faster.
After the reaper came by, the horse-drawn seed drill came next. It planted seeds faster than the farmers could. In the 1900s, farmers could raise 100 bushels of wheat in 50 hours.
Those were the farming tools of the 1900s.
Good morning, America. We're here with Ben Vianessa, Noah Battle, and Alice Farani telling you about farming in the Midwest today. Farming in the present is different from the past. For example, crop dusters fly on top of plants to get rid of flies and pests. That's different from the past because we did not have crop dusters.
Also, farmers use fertilizers. Fertilizers is stuff that helps plants grow.
Basically, a fertilizer is a substance added to soil in the ground to increase the plant's growth, and pesticide is used to help the fertilizer by killing pests.
Thank you, America!
Hi, we're from JC News, and we're doing 9.9 farm tools today. Melody?
Did you know the most important new farm tool of the last 100 years is the tractor? And by 2000s, most of the work of plowing, planting, and picking crops was done by machines.
Farmers use tractors to power plows, seed drills, and machines that harvest their crops.
Tractors can pull a lot of weight. Milking machines are the most useful things for dairy farmers to have. They can milk several cows at once.
It was a hard time for farmers. This also caused crop prices that fell so low farmers couldn't make any money. With no rain, it turned into a drought. This meant no crops. These days, there are hardly 2 million farms left. Now to you, Mateus.
Every year, more people leave farming. They leave because they don't get paid much anymore. The families on the farms buy their clothes from department stores, send their children to school and college, and watch TV in the evenings, just like other Americans.